So we left off last week. We were discussing the question that Tosfos raises in our sugya Maseches Sukkah within the details of Shemei Koineh. Tosfos, actually Rashi said originally in Tosfos, quoted from Rashi, the possibility of being Yaitzeh Kaddish and Kedusha by quote-unquote answering Kaddish and Kedusha, but not even opening up your mouth, but just simply sitting back and listening to the words of the Chazan. Why wouldn't the person bother to answer the Kaddish and Kedusha himself? So the answer is he's in the middle of Shemei Esrei. The person's davening behind everybody else. He fell behind the tzibur. Now they're up to Kedusha. And when the Chazan reaches Kedusha, so Rashi recommends you should just be quiet and have in mind Shemei Koineh. Rashi says, based on the Sugin Lamed Chesen Sukkah, just as Shemei Koineh works for Hallel and other mitzvahs, so it works for Kaddish Kedusha as well. So Tosfos had a problem with that. Tosfos says, how could you invoke Shemei Koineh in a place where you're not allowed to be mafsik? By doing so, so that constitutes a hefsek. You can't have it both ways. If Shemei is Koineh, so then it's Ki'ilu you are Oineh. It's as if you spoke in the middle of Shemei Esrei, which you're not allowed to do. Obviously, Rashi understood that Shemei Koineh works for you, doesn't work against you. You could invoke Shemei Koineh to be Yaitzeh, and it doesn't constitute a hefsek. But then we spoke at the beginning, at the end of the Shel Esrei, we ended off with the third opinion of the Rishonim, of the Shibali HaLeket. Shibali HaLeket quotes a possibility from some Rishonim, neither like Rashi nor like Tosfos. It says the Shibali HaLeket that you can't be Yaitzeh with Shemei Koineh in the middle of Shemei Esrei, even if you wanted to. Not because of Tosfos' concern about hefsek, but because Shemei Koineh only applies when you have the ability to be Oineh. If you could speak, but you're choosing not to, that's called Shemei Koineh. Let's say, Lamashal, I come to Shul on Purim, and I could read the Megillah. In theory, I could break my teeth of reading the Megillah. I could read the Megillah. So when I go ahead and I listen to the Megillah, so that's Shemei Koineh. Let's say Kiddush. My wife listens to my Kiddush. She could make Kiddush herself. So she chooses to be Yaitzeh to Shemei Koineh. That's fine. But if the Oineh couldn't be Oineh himself, I mean, the person couldn't speak, even if he wanted to, the Shemei couldn't speak, because there's something that's preventing him from talking, so the whole sugya of Shemei Koineh doesn't apply. So we said last week that Shibali HaLeket is the double Chiddush. Chiddush number one is that there is even such a concept called the inability to be Oineh that poses a problem. And then number two is that who says that something which is just halachically inability is called an inability? Maybe if the person mamish is mute, mamish person literally can't speak, maybe the Shibali HaLeket is right. The Shibali HaLeket is the Chiddush HaGabi Chiddush, and even a halachic inability to speak constitutes an e'efshar ledaver, which in turn prevents the din of Shemei Koineh from kicking in. So that whole model of the Shibali HaLeket, din number one and then extension number two, is all prefaced on a very, very strange halachic principle that you don't really have to do something, you don't really have to talk, but you have to have the ability to talk. But we said at the end of the Shiur last week that that is rooted in a sugya Maseches Menachos of Kol HaRoi LeBila and Bila BaKeves Boi. Kol She'ein Roi LeBila Bila BaKeves Boi. Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos that when you bring your Korban Mincha, so you have to mix together the flour and the oil, but you don't really have to. I don't know, you didn't even mix the two. You didn't do any Bila whatsoever, but you have the Mincha's Kosher anyway.
Rabbi, do we discuss the aspect of skill set? Meaning, let's say a person doesn't know how to read. But, you know, if they knew how to read, then they could. Is that in constitution?
Right, so you want to know, is that, would that even according to Shmuel HaLeket, I don't think that would be a problem. That's almost a fair Shem Gemara. The Gemara says that you say Shemei Koineh and a person who's called a boor. He does not understand the words. He doesn't know anything. But that's not called E-Epsher. The Shmuel HaLeket is a Chiddush. It's a big enough Chiddush as it is. To extend it to someone who doesn't know how to read, I think it's already too far. That even the Shmuel HaLeket would be masking. So... So the Mishnah says in Menachos that when you bring a Korban Mincha, you don't have to do Bila. You should, but you don't have to. But if you bring so much flour and so little oil that even if you try to do Bila, you couldn't, that's called Ein HaRoi LeBila. Kosher Ein HaRoi LeBila, Bila's Me'akeves Bo. So says the Shibali HaLeket, you see there's a precedent in Halacha for this idea that you don't really have to do something, but you have to have the ability to do it. You don't have to do Bila, but you have to have the physical ability to do it. You don't have to say the words, but you have to have the ability to say the words. The Shekes Aryeh takes issue with the Shibali HaLeket. Shekes Aryeh says, why doesn't anybody else say like the Shibali HaLeket? What does Rashi say? Nobody else says like this. The Shekes Aryeh says he thinks that this is a misapplication of the principle of Kol HaRoi LeBila. This is Shekes Aryeh. Kol HaRoi LeBila means as follows. There's a mitzvah bila. Everybody agrees, the Torah says it multiple times, Belulah B'Shemen, there's a mitzvah of doing Bila. Everybody agrees there's a mitzvah of doing Bila. But since there is a notion of doing bila, the ratzon ha'tayir is to do bila. The Torah wants us to do bila. That nobody would argue it's a mitzvah lechachilim to do bila. So the inability to do it will disqualify the mitzvah. If you try to do the mitzvah in a way that you couldn't do it b'shleimusa if you wanted to, b'chi agav the pasla ha'tayir. There's no mitzvah lechatchila to make kiddush yourself. What is wrong with hearing kiddush from somebody else? There's no mitzvah lechatchila to read the Megillah myself. What is wrong lechatchila with hearing the Megillah from somebody else? Lo shemanu da bazem le'yaylam, zok the shekisayim, that shemei ha'koyne should be a bidi yevad the kiddin. If you would tell me that there's a din lechatchila, you have to say the words, so then I can understand that application from Shabbat Yalakit, that the inability to do a mitzvah b'shlemusa can potentially disqualify the mitzvah b'diyavit. But once you say that, it's not even a game, it's not even an aim, it's not even a goal, it's not even what I'm striving for, is to do the mitzvah derech dibur. There's nothing wrong even l'chadchilish b'chadchil of doing the mitzvah derech shenia. What kind of ain't no b'lebila? What does that do with ain't no b'lebila? That's the Shaka Sai's tying against the Shabbat Yalakit. Mr. Shmuel Elikin may respond that maybe in Hanami, maybe the Tanya is a mitzvah lechatchila to be Yotzei Dei Dibor. Tosfos already said that. It's not so far-fetched to say that. It could be there is such a mitzvah lechatchila to be Yotzei Dei Dibor. It's hard for us to, I'm not saying we pass it like that. Pashas, we don't pass it like that. But maybe the Shmuel Elikin subscribed to that idea. So I'll go put and get it back to our story. We have the Shmuel Elikin came up with this razzle-dazzle chiddush, and it was a double chiddush, and there were many, many who questioned the entire chiddush. But let's see what other Rishonim have to say about this topic. Are there any other applications of this topic in other areas of halacha where this question comes up about applying Shemei HaKohen when the Shemei himself doesn't have the ability to speak? So this part of the sugya now takes us to a rush in Maseches Chulin. So those who have a marchul in front of them, it's a rush in Maseches Chulin. The Rosh, the very beginning, very, very beginning of Maseches Chulin, right? Aleph, Simon Gimel. So the Rosh, the beginning of Parak Aleph, Simon Gimel and Chulin, the second law in the Rosh, Kosva Rambam Zal. Mumche Shenishtatik. If you have a mumche, he's a regular professional sheikh, a guy who knows what he's doing, so there's no question he knows how to sheikh properly, but he can't speak. He lost his ability to talk. Vumeivin, he understands, he hasn't lost his expertise in Chashim, but Nebuch, he's suffering from some kind of a terrible thing. He can't open his mouth, he can't speak. Vishimea, but he can hear. Sheikhei lechatchila. There's nothing wrong with him shechting. What's the problem? He's an expert, he knows what he's doing, he's able to hear. If he wasn't able to hear also, that means he would be a and Eina Medaba, the Eina Shemeya, that's a whole other category in terms of being a kosher sheikh, if a person is a cheirish. But here, that's not called a cheirish. A cheirish, the Gemara says, is someone who's Eina Medaba, the Eina Shemeya. Someone who's nebuch, deaf and mute. Here, the person is only mute, but he's able to hear. So he's a bar das, he's a chayv in all mitzvah teir, he's a perfectly kosher sheikh. So he could shecht, even the chetchila, why not? And the Ram continues. V'chein mi she'ein shemeya. But if you have the opposite, the person's able to speak, but he can't hear, harei ze sheichet, he can also shecht. So those are the two l'shoynes of the Rambam. So the Rambam is coming in contrast to the einu medab v'einu shemeya. The worst case scenario is the person who's deaf and mute. So presumably, we have serious hesitation, serious limitation in his ability to shecht. But the person who is not considered to fall to the category of a cheiresh is an einu bardas, la bardas. It's just that he's missing one of the two abilities, either speaking or hearing. So the Rambam writes, both of them would be acceptable shechtim. But if you look at the Lashon Rambam that the Rosh is quoting, the Lashon is slightly off, slightly nuanced difference. The first case, the fellow who can't speak, the Rambam says, shechet lechetchila. The second case, the person who can hear, hareza shechet, he can shecht. Strange. So words missing in the Rambam. If the point of the Rambam is to tell you who you can hire to be a sheikh at l'chadchila, you should have said the word l'chadchila in both cases. If the Rambam is telling you b'di'evin who's kosher to be a sheikh, then he should have said, harei ze sheikh b'di'evin in both cases. Why does the Rambam almost split between the two? When it comes to the person who can't speak, the Rambam has no qualms even lechatchila. When it comes to the person who can't hear, then the Rambam has hesitation. But the Rush picks up on this nuance of difference in the Rambam. The benishtatik, the person who can't speak, chasav sheichet lechatchila. Then the Rambam is very clear sheichet lechatchila. About the ein shemeya, the fellow who can hear, chasav hareze sheichet, velo chasav lechatchila. So what's the difference? That's the Rush, the Dasa Rambam. Why can't the person who can't hear shech lechatchila? There's a din before you shech, you have to recite a bracha. And an individual who cannot recite a bracha should not be asked to be the sheichet. Now, the truth is, b'di'evit, if you shech without a bracha, the shechit is kosher anyway, but lechatchila, the shechit should be done with a bracha. So if you have a fellow who can't recite a bracha, he shouldn't be the sheichet lechatchila. Why is the person who can't hear? Why is he the fellow who can't make a bracha? So the Rush continues. The Talib Reish Tamura, it says to me, it should be Truma. Is that not Tamura? The Talib Reish Truma. Chayrish Amidab of the Ein Shemea, Lo Yitra Vimtarim Tirmas Truma. It's a very Shemesh to the first back of Masechas Trumas that says that a person who can speak but can't hear should not be the one to be Mafresh Trumas and Isis Lechat Chila. Why not? What's wrong? So the Gemara continues. So the Rosh makes a reference to a whole long sugya of Maseches Brachos. I just read through quickly. I'll sum up for you as follows. The Gemara of Maseches Brachos, the Mishnah actually quotes the Machlekes at Tanoim. Whenever you have mitzvah shebedibur, do you have to hear what you're saying or not? Is it absolutely necessary when you say Shema to hear the words or not? So one Tana says yes, and one Tana says no. So we happen to pass in B'di'avad Yirtzeh. We pass in that even if you don't hear the mitzvah of B'di'avad Yirtzeh, so if you bench and you didn't hear yourself, as long as you said the words. If you say Kriyash, Kiddush, Abdullah, Kriyash, whatever it is, you did the mitzvah without hearing, you Yirtzeh B'di'avad. But L'chadchila, no. L'chadchila, you're supposed to say Kriyash loud enough that you can hear. L'chadchila, you're supposed to the bench loud enough that you could hear. So comes the Mishnah Maseches Trumas and says that, therefore, it's not a good idea to have someone who can't hear be the Mafresh Trumas and Maestras. Because if he's going to be the one to be Mafresh Trumas and Maestras, he's going to make a bracha, but he won't be able to hear the bracha. So his bracha, epis will be chaser. His bracha will be not a lechachidika bracha. His bracha will be a beshvacha, but the evadika bracha. But when Chazam and Misakim, that you have to make a bracha, they want you to make a bracha b'shlemusa. They want to make a bracha b'hidura. So if I have two fellows in front of me to separate two mitzvahs, one fellow can speak and can hear, everything's perfectly all right. The other person can speak, but he can't hear what he's saying. He won't hear a word. He won't hear the bracha. So b'di'evad, the two mitzvahs will be chal no matter what. Because the truth is, the two mitzvahs will be chal without any bracha. But since l'chadchil, and when we deal with the bracha, there's a l'chadchil, like a standard of a bracha. It should be efshel l'shmaya. So therefore, we will not recommend the person who cannot hear to be the Mavarach, and therefore we will not recommend him to be the Mafresh Trumas and Maaseres. That's what the Mishnah says in Maseches Trumas. Says the Rosh Pedes Rambam, that the Rambam borrowed that idea from Truma and plugged into Shechit as well. If I have two Sheikhim in front of me, one could speak in here, and one could speak in can't hear. So why pick the fellow who can't make a bracha lechatchila? Pick the fellow who can make a bracha lechatchila. That's the pshat in the Rambam. That's when the Rambam goes back and he says that Mishen Hashemeh Hareiz Hashoychet. What that means is, if he shechts, it's okay. We can't stop him. We can't say there's anything really wrong. And he'll make the brach and he won't hear the brach. So b'di'evad, the brach will be good anyway. But that's not the lechatchila. That's not the person we hire. That's not the person we appoint in town to be the town shoychet. The person who can't pull off a bracha and a lechatchila the command. But that was the deacon Lashon HaRambam. So it's clear as day from the Rosh that the first case of the Rambam, namely, the fellow who was the nishtatek, the person who can't speak, that's perfectly good of lechatchila. Let's go back again to the beginning of the Rosh, just back to the second line again, Kasva Rambam's out. Mumchesh nishtatek v'meivin v'shemeh shekhen lechatchila. So whereas in the second case, the fellow who can't hear, the Rambam had hesitation. The Rambam stopped and said, wait, don't appoint him to the town sheikh. The first fellow, the person who can, the person who can't speak, but he can hear, he can be the town sheikh. He can shechti v'lechachira. We have to stop and ask ourselves, wait a second. The Rosh just said b'desa Rambam, you have a fellow who can't utter a word. He can't, his posh is an elam, he's mute, he can't say a word. He can be the town sheichet. How in the world is he going to make a bracha? How in the world is he going to make a bracha? And the Rambam just said that if you can't pull off a bracha, even lechatchil, you can't be the town sheichet. So now the Rambam gave you a green light to appoint the fellow who can't speak at all. How in the world is he going to make a bracha? What's a bracha? What kind of bracha is that going to be? He can't open up his mouth. What kind of bracha is that going to be? It's a pelagodol, mamsha, pelagodol on the sheet of Siram and the sheet of Sirash. How in the world, if the Rambam's so worried about brachas, he's so hesitant to appoint the town sheichet because he can't make a bracha, how can in the same breath the Rambam turn around and say, if the guy can't speak, he can be the town sheikh, what's going on? So comes the Beis Yosef in the beginning of the Cheshchita and says, B'techemir HaKushya, what the Rosh, and by extension the Rambam must mean is as follows, that when the Rambam and the Rosh are sanctioning a mute person, an Elaim, to Shecht, and even though he's not going to be able to say a word, he can't open his mouth, he won't be able to say anything, and we're still okay with him shechting, obviously what that must mean is he's going to hear the bracha from somebody else. Obviously, the non-shech is going to make the bracha, and he's going to be mighty to him. How can the non-shechet make a bracha on his behalf if the non-shechet is not doing the mitzvah? So we spoke about this in the past. When it comes to birchas ha-mitzvahs, afa b'shiyatza b'itzi, it's the din of arvos. I can't make a motzi for you if I'm not eating also. But I can make lemiach tefillin for you. I can make l'shma chal shayfer for you. I make a megillah for you. Birchas ha-mitzvahs, even though I'm not in yaitzi now, I can be mitzi for you. So to birchas ha-shchita, presumably is a birchas ha-mitzvah. So when Reuven is shechting, Shimon can make the bracha. So Reuven is an elam, so he can't open up his mouth. It doesn't matter, that's perfectly okay. So Shimon will make the bracha, and Reuven will be, I'd say, Gavaldik, Shalom Yisrael, wonderful. So that must be the pshat and the ram and the rosh. That's the basic idea.
Didn't we say that is really like the lowest level of Shomei HaKohanah?
Why is that the lowest level? Because why?
I thought we said that last week or 2 weeks ago.
That's exactly what we're questioning now. That's exactly what we're coming. That's what we're learning to see. We're going back to questioning what we said last week. Right? So before we get back to last week, let's just make sure we understand what the Rosh just said and what the Beis Yosef just answered. Beis Yosef says, Gevaldik etzah, hochama yaskinon. Obviously, it's no one has to even say it, says the Beis Yosef. It's such a different portion. Obviously, the other fellow is going to be mighty to him. Wait a second. L'chaira, Beis Yosef is guilty of what we call overkill. Because the answer is too good. It's too glot. I'll tell you why the answer is too good. And because it's too good, that makes it problematic. The Mishnah says in Trumos, and the Mishnah lists off the lechatchiladik of people who shouldn't be mafresh Trumos. One of them is the fellow who can't hear because his bracha will not be lechatchila. And the other fellow is the Elaim. The Mishnah in Trumos says black and white, the Elaim shouldn't be mafresh Trumos and Isras. If the Beis Yosef is so right that by somebody else and then he'll be mafresh, so if the Beis Yosef said that works for Cheshchita, why doesn't it work for Chashchumas also? So we'll go back to school one. The answer is too good. It's overkill. It's such a gewaldige answer. Why doesn't the Mishnah say it? Why does the Mishnah hesitate? Why does the Mishnah put the brakes on and say, no, sorry, stop. The Elam can't be mafresh Chumas to Chashchita. Why not? Let him be mafresh Chumas and be yaitz the bracha.
I mean, you could say that for Shchita, you need somebody who's a little bit more skilled than somebody to take away separate shumas and maestros. So we might be more lenient with the shochet than we are with somebody separating shumas and maestros.
You mean because we're stuck, we don't have another person to do it for us?
Correct.
Okay, that's already making your kiptas that we don't have another guy to do it. You know, here that when the rosh, the same with the Sarambam, he could be the shochet lechem. He could have 20 other kosher shochet, and there's nothing wrong with it. The Rambam used the Lashon to raise a sheikh l'chadchila means l'chadchila. L'chadchila means there's no choice. You have to look for somebody else. So what's John the Bishai say?
The Truma has other milas that Shechita doesn't have.
No, the question is, why should there be a difference? At the end of the day, that may be part of an answer that's way, way down. But l'chora, the model is similar. There's a bracha. There's a mitzvah. There's an elaim. And in one place, the Rosh and the Rambam and the Beis Yosef giving you a green light and saying that No problem. Reuben or Shech and Shimon will make the bracha. That's great. But by Trumus, we don't find that. So says the Beis Yosef, we find it by Truma also. It would be true by Truma also. So why does the Mishnah say the Elam shouldn't be Tayrein? Says the Beis Yosef, there's no one else around. That means there's no one there to make the bracha as Be'ef. But if there would be someone to make the bracha as Be'ef because of Deit, then Itacha could. You know, keep the Teret, says the Beis Yosef. You're right. The question is better than the answer. So it comes out, according to the Beis Yosef, there is absolutely nothing wrong with one fellow doing the Ma'aseh Shechita, other fellow make the bracha. There is nothing wrong, l'chadchila shel l'chadchila, with one guy being mafreshim to ma'aseh, and the other guy being meitzim in the birchas mitzvah. That is a perfectly legitimate l'chadchila way to do mitzvahs. There is no requirement that the mevarech and the ma'aseh mitzvah have to be the same person. Perfectly legitimate, says the Beis Yosef. So there are others who are very, very bothered with this chat in the Ram and the Rush. And there were others who suggested that maybe the whole thing is wrong. Maybe it's mamish not true. That you cannot have an Elam just stam, shechti l'chachil, just like that. Rely on Yenim's bracha, not so poshut at all. So let's take a look at the Agos Oshri. The Agos Oshri on the side of the Rush, are the notes, the Agos, a little bit of a later Rishon, who put in different notes, different Ha'oris onto the Rush. Many, many of them are quotes from the Or Zeruah. The Zeruah actually preceded the Rush. The Rush's Rebbe was the Maharam in Rittenberg, and one of the Maharam in Rittenberg's Rebbeim was the Or Zeruah. So the Zeruah was written two generations before the Rush. But in the Agos Oshri was written after the Rush, a lot of quotes are coming from the Or Zeruah. So, the Agos Oshri, we take a look at the second Agos Oshri on the page, on the Rush. So he says as follows. So we'll pick it up in the third line. Ubefarish Birushalmi. The Ilay v'orom orom mishum bracha. The Yushalmi is commenting on the Mishnah in Trumas that says that an Ilim cannot be ma'afresh l'chadchila. And the Mishnah says a person isn't dressed. Orom, they're not dressed. They can't be ma'afresh l'chadchila. Why not? Mishum bracha. Because when you're not dressed, so it's, you know, your erva is uncovered, is an issa deraisa, b'chav esdav in alamek bracha. So you're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Before you're not allowed to be mafresh. There's nothing per se wrong about being mafresh truma when a person's not dressed. And it's not exactly the most coveted thing to do, but not per se also to do a mitzvah when you're not dressed. The issa is to be shem Hashem, they differ teirat, davu when you're not dressed. That's the problem. So the Rishalmi says the reason why the Mishnah Truma says that the orum can't be mafresh is mishum the bracha. And Yerushalmi says the same reason why the Elam can't be mafresh is because of the bracha. And you can't, says the Hagos Osh, you can't just have stam that Shimon or Shech and Reuven will make the bracha for him. No, that's no good. How did the Hagos Osh know that? I'm sorry, Elam lo yafresh. If the Beis Yosef is right, the lechetchila, one guy can make the bracha, the other guy can be yetzei, so then the Mishnah should have said it. So the Agos Oshri, the Ozeruah, assuming that's not correct. But there is something fundamentally flawed with that model of Reuven making a bracha and Shimon Shechti. What you can do, says the Agos Oshri, is as follows. About Shnayim Sheshechti, Echem Mevracha, Shnayim. What if Reuven is also Shechti, his own animal? Reuven and Shimon are staring next to each other. Shimon's an Elaim. And Reuven's not. So then, after Agos Oshri Ozeruah, there's nothing wrong with Reuven making the bracha for both of them. Why? Because Reuven's making for himself also. As long as Reuven's making a bracha for himself, then there's nothing wrong with the chachilah for Shimon to piggyback on Reuven's bracha. In theory, if you have 10 people standing in shul together, putting on talis and tefillin together, there's no need for everyone to make their own bracha. It says Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, what the Chazan can get up and make a laniach tefillin for everybody, and that's good lechatchila. We don't do that, but there's nothing wrong lechatchila shvachilah doing that. So to over here says the Ozeruah that there's nothing wrong with Reuven making the bracha if Reuven's also shechting, but to have Reuven make a bracha, Reuven's not shechting, that's not acceptable. But the Shach in Yerodeya actually says that he thinks that's what the Rambam and the Rosh meant also. When the Rambam and the Rosh said that Ilam Kitshech Lechachila, unlike the Beis Yosef who said that Reuven's making the bracha but not Shechting, the Shach said, no, what the Rambam and the Rosh meant is Reuven's making bracha and Shechting also. A little bit ikachos but safe, and the Rambam and the Rosh don't say that. But this is all the introduction. This is all the punch of what we want to get to. What we're really interested for our shiur is the next line that goes to Usher. We had to get this whole background of the Rambam and the Rosh and Shach, but you have to appreciate the next line that goes to Usher. So the Ghost Usher just set up two different models, one that he likes and one he doesn't like. He does not like the model of Reuven making a bracha and Shimon the Ilam Shechting. But the model that he does like is Reuven making the bracha and also Shechting, and Shimon the Ilam also Shechting and being Yosef bracha. That he has no qualms with Ilam Shechting. But now he backpedals and says, you know, I'm not so sure that's altogether. You know why? Miu, Eini Edeya Zavta Ghost Usher. I don't know. Imhu hadin ilayim im yaitzim v'vechaz ha'acher kishashtayim shechitim. I'm not so sure, Zavta Gos Ashri, you could invoke Shemei HaKa'oyner on behalf of the ilayim. Why not? Because the ilayim can't speak himself. Because the ilayim can't make his own bracha. So when is the halacha say that, let's say you have 10 shechitim, one guy makes the bracha and they could all be yaitzim, that's fine. Assuming that each one of them had the ability to make the bracha. But the Elim who doesn't have the Efsharut to make the bracha, I'm not so sure, Zachter, that's going to work. Now, the Rambam and the Rosh definitely held it works. The Beis Yosef held it works. Even the Shach held it works. The Shach just didn't like it when Reuben's not Shechting also. But if Reuben's also Shechting, then the Shach buys into that model. But then goes, Oshri knows the rule. Grudelia, Rishayim say, wait a second, we're not so sure that Shemek Aina works on behalf of the Elam. You know why? Because the Elam can't speak himself. Rabbi Isai, what the Gos Ashri just says is any idea. Who said? Of the Shibali Alekit. It's exactly what the Shibali Alekit said about Yensig Kiddush in the middle of Shemon Esrei. The Shibali Alekit put the brakes in and he said, no, you can't do it. You can't say Shemek Oinah unless the person himself has the ability to be Oinah, to be Bedaveh. So what the Shibali Alekit said vis-a-vis Davening, the Hagas Ashri and Azarua saying, vis-a-vis Shechting, vis-a-vis Chubas and Isis, vis-a-vis Bechta Mitzvahs.
But do we have to extend that when there's halachic?
Hold on. Now, I'm going to make the following statement. It may sound, Dr. Vandenbaum, you correct me on this one if I'm wrong. This may sound like the first day of geometry, possibly. I forgot to read the names of all the proofs. Just because this is this doesn't necessarily mean the other way is the other way. I think you know what I'm referring to. Inverse, converse, reverse. I remember something from back from the 10th grade days. So, well, we'll see if I'll tell it to you and you tell me what the rule is called. Play jump in it, go back. That the Shiboli Haleket holds like the Gos Ashri, but the Gos Ashri doesn't necessarily hold like the Shiboli Haleket. Because the Shiboli Aleket applies the rule of weight breaks. You can't say Shemek Oina when you can't speak. And his definition of not being able to speak is even halachic not being able to speak. Kal v'chayme, when the person pushes his mouth, because Asher and the Azarua, perhaps they only said that svara when the person physically mamish can is inability to speak. The fact that the halacha declares that he shouldn't be speaking, we don't have any mokor in Agos Ashri that would pose a problem. So the Shiboli Aleket is meshubat in Agos Ashri, but vice versa, not necessarily. So we now have almost three different possibilities in Rishayim about this very topic. That is there a break, are there breaks to be put on Shemek Oina? Is Shemek Oina subject to the requirement of theoretical ability to be able to talk to yourself or not? So we have, from the greatest extreme, was the Shiboli Aleket, who says that absolutely. And if you can't speak, bane for mitzias reasons, bane for biological reasons, bane for halachic reasons, that's not called Shemek Oina. Then you have, on the other end of the spectrum, you have the Pashtus in the Rosh, with the Beis Yosef, with the Shach, everybody who's saying that, Shemek Oina, what's the problem? You can say Shemek Oina. I have the guys in Elaine, who cares? You can still say Shemek Oina. And then you have in the middle, walking a tightrope, that the Hagos Ashri is any that he's suspecting that you can't say Shemek Oina when there's a physical inability to speak, but we have no source whatsoever to extend that to a halacha to go. It's really three different opinions in Rishon about our basic. Rav Eisen says something else is emanating from the sugya, something else critical related to Shabbat Kohen and Birachas in general. And that's even a niach that you can say Shabbat Kohen. We're going to put that goes, oh, should we the Shabbat Kohen in the back burner for now? You go with conventional wisdom like the Shabbat Kohen. I argue the Russian. But we have no qualms, no hesitation. You can say Shabbat Kohen and anybody and everybody can speak, can't speak, halachic reasons, physical. Shabbat Kohen knows no bounds. Is there anything wrong with setting up the following model? I'll do the mitzvah, and you'll make the bracha. You're going to be mitzvah with Shabbat Kohen. Is that something to avoid or not? Is that perfectly legitimate, or is that something that's problematic? Now, it's true the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that you say after Mishiyat Zemaiti by Berachas HaMitzvahs, but we're not sure. Is the Gemara talking about a situation where there's no Breira? It's, I have to put on tefillin. I don't know how to make a bracha. I don't know how to say the words. Partially, I can't figure out how to say the words. So what do you do? So lays brain, so Shabbat Kohen is going to work. So I'm not questioning whether the B'dievet Shabbat Kohen works when one person's making the bracha, one person's doing the mitzvah. But the question is there anything wrong with that model? Is that a l'chatchila model that we strive for? Or that's something that's an absolutely last resort? So that seems to be a major issue that's playing out now in these Rishonim and the sugya. So we have, on the one hand, the Beis Yosef had no qualm, no hesitations with that model. Beis Yosef says, absolutely fine, it's perfectly okay. One guy makes the bracha, one guy does the mitzvah. I said, why doesn't the Mishnah and Truma mention that as a possibility? Why does the Mishnah and Truma prevent the Elaine from being the mafresh? Because how come I skin? There's no one else around. But if there would be somebody around, the Beis Yosef had absolutely no hesitation. Me'idach Gisa the Shach had serious reservations. Shach said, you can't do that. Shach said that's a wrong model. If Reuven's anyway making the bracha for his own mitzvah, then because of that, then he could Shimon could piggyback off Reuven's bracha and mitzvah. But lechatchila to set up a model, one guy doing the mitzvah, that's not acceptable. So we have machlokes the gedolei yaelim, the hele gedolei apayskim in your day and siman alafin chashchita. Is there something in luchas brachas? It's a sugya that it's really a bracha sugya, but it appears in your day siman alaf.
Isn't Ava Pisha Yatsamotzi a little bit different than this? Because in our cases of Ava Pisha Yatsamotzi, so the guy is going ahead and blowing the shofar again, or he's making kiddush again. Here, he's not even doing the action. He's just saying the bracha for the mitzvah. He's not doing it.
Well, no, not really. No, Ava Pisha Yatsamotzi, the example that you gave the examples of kiddush and doing a mice of shofar, but those are not necessarily. I could change the scenario a little bit. What if I know how to blow shofar, but I don't know how to make a bracha? So the Gemara says, "Apishia tamaytzi that also." So Reuven has been called in from the bullpen simply just to make a bracha. He has nothing else to do. He has one job. His job is to throw one pitch, the bracha, that will take him out of the game. And b'di'evit, that for sure works. He can't argue with the Gemara. For sure that works b'di'evit. But we're still not quite sure. Is that a lechatchila? Is there somehow there's some kind of lechatchila? This passage doesn't sit right to split the mitzvah from the bracha if you don't have to, if you can avoid. So, l'chora, I understand the two extreme views. I understand the Beis Yosef said there's nothing wrong with it, who didn't get too fazed by the sugya in the Mishnah and Trumas. The Mishnah and Trumas is not a source of the Beis Yosef because there's no one else around. The Shach is learning the Mishnah Trumas is the source for this idea. The Shach holds in Siman Aleph and Yeradeh that this is what we derive from the Mishnah Trumas. There's no other way to explain why we can't have a simple Reuven get up and make the bracha of Shimon b'Mafresh. So according to the Shach, this cloud lechatchila is linked in the Mishnah Maseches Trumas. According to the Beis Yosef, the cloud doesn't exist, never was, never is. So I can understand both extreme views. As we've said many, many times, in learning and in life, extremes are usually very, very easy to explain. You have a shita, you know, kitzoni of something. So extreme view is usually very, very easy logically to explain. The most difficult shitas to explain in learning and in life are the things that take a little bit of both. Things that walk tight ropes. When you take a little bit of this world, a little bit of that world, you try to make a chulam and a kugel or something and mix it together. So then it becomes much more difficult to justify. So the chora, if you're consistent in your view that there's no qualms, no hesitations of splitting a mitzvah from a bracha, Bein for Trumas and Raisers, Bein for Shechita, which is what the Beis Yosef says, that I'm good to go. And if you're consistent with your view that you cannot split brachas from mitzvahs l'chachila, the source being from Truma, we extrapolate to Shechita. It's all the same, like the Shach says. Makabel that as well. So the Beis Yosef I understand, and the Shach I understand. They're extremes. They're legamri, different sides of the spectrum, but each one is consistent because there's no difference between whether we're talking about Trumas or Shechita. Comes the Taz in Siman Aleph in your day in Uch Shechita, and the Taz walks a remarkable tightrope. Says the Taz, the Mishnah in Trumas cannot be ignored, cannot be denied. The Mishnah in Truma says an Elim cannot separate Truma. And there's no question the reason why the Rishami said Befeirish, the reason is because he can't say the Bracha. Why can't somebody else make the Bracha? Obviously, the Mishnah is not approving of that. To say that the Mishnah is talking about there's no one else around, says the Taz, he finds it very hard to believe. He said the Mishnah should have said that. Come on. The Mishnah, the Rishami, come on. How can you say that? He doesn't approve the basis of his status. So the Taz says, in Hilchus Trumas, so the Shach is right. There is something fundamentally flawed with one person doing a mitzvah, one person making a bracha. We don't like it. But says the Taz, in a cheshchita, we have no problems. And that's what the Rambam says. We have no problem. The Rambam said it, the Taz says. The Rambam says, there is a shech lechadchila. The Rosh, there is a shech lechadchila. How is it shech lechadchila? I demish in Trumas. Mitachem Yakush is of the Taz. Bircha shechita lechud. The birchas trumas luchod. That inyan lechatchila that you can't split the bracha from the mitzvah. That's a din prati by birchas trumas, and it doesn't spill over to chus birchas hashchita. That's nish b'siyaysif nishach. Taz was in between the two. Taz was a little bit younger than the b'siyaysif, a little bit older than the shach. He's entitled to his opinion, but lechayr his opinion is the most difficult to comprehend. I understand the extreme views of the b'siyaysif and the shach. I don't understand the Taz's tairo. How are you talking to the market? So Taz explains, the words of Hail Gelge Taz, Nerva Ayam. The Taz was the Godla Dor, the Taz was an older man when the Shach was first getting started. The Shach writes in his Akdamah to Perish and the Shach that people criticized him for arguing with the Taz. They said that the Taz was 80 years old and you're 25 years old. What are you writing and you're arguing with the Godla Dor? Shach writes, what do you want? He says, Tyree, Yolam, the Nitzach. Kachi Dabir, Kachi Mochat, Vashal Tyra. Whoever brings the best Raya's win. It's not an age game. He said, if you can prove the Gemara from the Mishnah in your position, so you're victorious. Mochat, Vashal Tyra. So the Shach says, nobody should think that I'm in the slightest bit disrespectful to the Hele Gitaz. And the Shach writes a story. He says, once he had this chus to spend Shabbos together with the Taz. And he writes that he stood over the Taz like an Evet serving a master. He took care of every need. Taz was an older man already. Shach was a young man. And I took care of every single need. I was mechabed him, the greatest creator. He's the God Lador, unequivocal God Lador. Shach said, that's completely irrelevant to the fact that I have to write my Sif Sakayan on your day of Chashev Ishbat, and I have to argue with the Taz. What do you do? Kachi Dagar Shal Tair.
Rebbe? Isn't there a fundamental difference between the function of the oral function by Trumas and the oral function by Shechita? Part of what makes Meiser is you're declaring that it's Meiser. Shechita doesn't, there is no element of declaration. What's right. Doing the Shechita is an act of cutting the esophagus and the trachea of the animal. There's no verbal portion.
Right, 100%. There's no question there are differences between Shechita and Truma. We have to understand why those differences should result in the being a difference of this lechatchila playing out or not. This din lechatchila that seems to be, except according to the Beis Yosef, there seems to be this din lechatchila that's tucked away in the Mishnah and Trumas that we don't like to separate mitzvahs from brachas. So we're not quite sure why, whatever that din lechatchila is, we're not quite sure why it shouldn't carry over. The brachas hashchita, that's really the problem. So you're 100% right. There are differences in shchita and truma, many, many differences. But the question is, which is the difference that's gonna explain away this result of difference? So the Taz develops the following, you say. The Taz, Birchas a mitzvah, an afrashas, Trumas and Maasros, is basically fundamentally a birchas a mitzvah. It's no different from any other birchas a mitzvah. It's a birchas a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah derais, afrashas, Trumas and Maasros, we said a bracha before. As a birchas a mitzvah, Chazal misakein that before you do the mitzvah, you recite a bracha. It's supposed to be a tziruf. There's supposed to be a connection between the bracha and the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha and then talk in the middle. You make a hefsek to the bracha and the mitzvah. Mitzvah is supposed to be over lasiyosan. Hopefully, that's going to be actually our next major sugi. Over lasiyosan. You make a bracha right before the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. Let's say my tefillin is still inside my bag. I'm walking to shul. I'll make a bracha on the tefillin. 20 minutes later, I put it in my tefillin. I'm not supposed to do that. So there has to be a tzir. There has to be a connection between the bracha and the mitzvah. Therefore, argues the Taz, if you have one person doing the mitzvah and one person making the bracha, you've created a bridge between the two. You've created a break between the two. You've, by definition, separated the two. It may not be a separation in terms of timing. It may not be a separation in terms of hefsek, but it's a separation in terms of gavra. You have two guys. Reuven's doing the mitzvah. Shimon's making the bracha. One's flying in one direction. One's flying in the other direction. There's a lack of a connection between the two. Now again, it's not a disaster. It's not terrible. But the evidence will work. We can't say that's so bad that it's a hefsek. No, I'm not saying that. But this is clearly not the tzuras adoba. This is not what Chazal had in mind. The takana was there should be a tzir. If the bracha should be boom right into the mitzvah, make a bracha and then hirim right into the mitzvah. If you artificially separate the two by one guy doing one and one guy doing something else, that's a problem. And therefore, it shouldn't be done. And if you have the opportunity to do a shechita, I'm sorry, to do a fresh shechita and ma'aseh without having to rely on a shvacha bracha, then you shouldn't rely on a shvacha bracha. The same way, Lamashal, if a person can't be Mashmir Yaznav, he shouldn't be the Mafresh. Because his bracha will be good with the Eber, the one with Lechatchila. So he's supposed to aim to do mitzvahs, Bishlimusah. Our goal is to do mitzvah Lechatchila Bihiduran. Part of the way to do mitzvah Bishlimusah is do it with the Birchas and Mitzvah. And there are different dagas of Birchas and Mitzvahs. There's Lechatchila with the Eber. It's supposed to strive for the stars. You know what they say? If you aim for the stars, you'll be stuck. You'll be lucky not to get stuck in the mud. So we set the bar very high. We want to be yaitzim mitzvahs with brachas lechatchilah b'chatchilah. So you go ahead and start off with the left foot, and I'll do the afrash, and you do the bracha. That's not the way to do it. You're stuck. There's no other way. What do you do? When Nebuchadnezzar, if a guy doesn't know how to make a bracha, so someone will make a bracha for him, he'll put on tefillin. When it comes to afrash, tums, and maestros, instead of the guy who can't make the bracha doing the mitzvah, give it to the other guy. The guy who knows how to make the bracha, let him do it. But tefillin, I have to put on tefillin. I'm stuck. I have to go on filling. If I can't make a bracha, never what do you do? We have to rely on the b'di'evid of somebody being made to be in the bracha. But if Rosh Hashim is we have the other option. The other option is bring somebody else in to do that Rosh Hashim. That's the din b'shalmi. That's the mission trubas. That's what Chazal said, the Hilgit Torah had in mind, the first mission trubas. That's the task. Med v'amamurim, such a yisayid. That's doing the deal with the brachas and mitzvah. Brachas and mitzvahs, you have to keep the bracha and the mitzvah intact. You have to keep them as close to each other as possible. Zok Taz, Birchas HaShechita is Nish Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It says, Horaya. We love doing mitzvahs, right? We're all Mahadri mitzvahs, Mahadri, Oyev mitzvah, Yispa mitzvahs. We all love doing mitzvahs. I don't want to challenge anyone in this call, but I'm looking around. I don't think there's any trained Shechit here. If I'm wrong, please correct me. I don't think any of you ever Shechit, myself included. Why not? Why are we running around all day shechting animals? Run to do mitzvahs. The answer is shechita is not such a zah mitzvah, not so partial as a mitzvah shechita. The Rambam counted all the time mitzvahs, so the Rishon Torah counted, the Rambam says not even a mitzvah. You don't want any meat, you don't have to shecht. It's not such a zah mitzvah for the dying mitzvahs. If it's not really a mitzvah in the classic sense of the word to shecht, it's a din. If you want any meat, you better shecht. I'm not minimizing the importance of shechita. I'm going to say it's not a nachas tefillin. Therefore, says the Taz, why do we make a bracha on shechita altogether? Asher ki tishana mitzvei sevtimanu ala shechita. The Gemara says you make the bracha. What do you make the bracha for? If it's not a mitzvah, what are you making a bracha for? The answer is the birchas hashchita sakatas is not a birchas a mitzvah and the ma'aseh and shchita. It's much closer in model to almost like a birchas hashevach on the institution of shchita. It's a thank you to the Rebbeinu Shlomo for kashrus. It's a thank you to it's a b'shabeach halva doyet Rebbeinu Shlomo for giving us the notion of shchita. It's not a birchas a mitzvah of them shchita, this particular shchita. It's not a birchas a mitzvah. It's not in the mitzvah shchita. It's on the concept of shchita. Moshe Lo David Oymer is a famous Rosh of the Yibes HaKesubis that says, when you get married and make a bracha shekid ishanu mitzvah sitzvah l'arayas, that's not a birchas a mitzvah, says the Rosh. The Rosh says getting married is not even one of the tag mitzvahs. He says the mitzvah is to have children, the mitzvah is to get married. Getting married, the Rosh argues, that's just a hechshuvah. That's like, don't tell your wives, they said, that's like buying a lulav. That's like baking mats. It's not really a mitzvah. Ram disagrees, but the Rosh says it's not really a mitzvah to get married. Getting married is just to lead you to the mitzvah of having children. So what are you making a bracha under the chuppah for? So the answer is it's not a bracha, it's a mitzvah of the Rosh. It's a bracha on the shevach on the institution of marriage. I think Reb Chaim says like that also a birch Torah. Reb Chaim says birch Torah is not in the midst of Tam Torah; it's on the institution of Torah. It's a shevach v'adoy for the godless, the matan of Torah. It's not a birch mitzvah in the classic sense. So says the Taz. If that's the case, that it's not a bracha in the midst of shchita, I got a great idea. Now it's 9:09 at night on Tuesday night. I'm so happy that Hashem Baruch gave me shchita. I'm going to go eat chicken now. Baruch Hashem, Shalom Tzvaru Allah shchita. Why not? Why can't I make the bracha now? Because I'm not shechting. So I understand why I can't make a bracha on Nich Tzvon. I'm not putting on Tzvon because it's the birchas mitzvah. I understand I can't make a. I'm going to make a bracha now. Shmo Chol Shofar. That's a bracha of a talk. I'm not blowing the shofar. Why is it a bracha of a talk to make a bracha on shchita if the birchas shchita is not on shchita anyway? So the answer is obviously Tachkidu Chachamim that there has to be an event that. That precipitates the Shevach Valdoya. We don't just stop walking around. It's a nice thing to be Shevach Adish Baruch Hu, but Chazal Mesakin, when certain things occur, then it makes sense to be Shevach to eventually. So it makes sense to be Shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu in the context of Shechita. So you need a Maisa Shechita, not because to fulfill the mitzvah Shechita in order to make a brach. That's not the way, that's not film, it's not Shaif, it's not Megillah. You need the Maisa from Shechita to create the event that caused the engine that drives the ability to mishbech to yibana shofa shchita. But this nishkein birchas ha-mitzvah. This is like a Rosh Hashiva voice. It's like a brisketer. The Taz 500 years ago said this Hagadara. The Taz says that birchas ha-shchita, birchas ha-tshumas are different. Birchas ha-tshumas is plain, simple ABCs. A simple birchas ha-mitzvah. You do a mitzvah for ha-tshumas and ma'isas, you make a bracha, come on. When it comes to shchita, that's not what's happening. When it comes to shchita, the bracha is on the institution of shchita. You only need the Maisa Shchita to create the hechitimtzit that the brach should be meaningful. Otherwise, just I'm rattling off brachs in the middle of nowhere, out of context. There's the Taz. B'med devam amurim, there's a din l'chadchila, that you have to have a tziruf between the bracha and the Maisa. That's when you talk in the language of brachas and mitzvahs. So by brachas, by trumas, that's what the Mishnah says in trumas. That's a zoishtek, the Mishnah trumas. That if you're making a bracha to split from one person to another, it's a little yafeh. It's not right. It's a brachas a mitzvah. So the brach is married to the mitzvah. And you can't artificially split up one guy making a brach, one guy doing the mitzvah. That's wrong. That's stil lechetchila. The tzur brachas a mitzvah. Aber by brachas a shchita, it's nishke brachas a mitzvah altogether. It's a brachas a shevach. Ela what? You need a maisa shchita good. It doesn't have to be my maisa shchita. It could be plenty of maisa shchita. So the Ilei Moshech, I'm standing by the Shechita, watching, witnessing the glory of Hilcha Shechita, and Al Zeh Ne'emar, I can Shebech to Ben Shalom Al Shechita, and there's nothing wrong with that. That model is good. B'chachlish v'chiva. You want to say the Hamom D'Shalik, Reb Chaim D'Kavort. The Gavra HaShoich, it doesn't have to make the Bracha. The Shechita is to Una Bracha. The Maisef and Shechita is to Una Bracha, of his Nisha didn't the Gavra HaShoich, and therefore there's nothing wrong with the somebody else being a mevarich. Look at how that's what the Rosh meant. When the Rosh was to die from Rambam, that Elaim could shech lechetchila, of course he meant someone else is going to make a bracha. Avada, that's what he meant, someone else is going to make a bracha. But not like the Beis Yosef said, you could do that stunt by Truma also. No, you can't. Not like the Shachar said, you can only do it if the shechet, if the Mevarach is also shechting. No, it's not true. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Rambam and the Rosh. But the Rambam and the Rosh, Emes Lamita, like the Taz, what they really mean is that you're going to have one person make the bracha, one guy shecht, and that is not subject to that din lechatchil of tzir of bracha to mitzvah, because the nature of the bracha is totally different.
So according to the Taz,
why are never I am this Taz? You have to probably think about this Taz for a moment.
So according to the Taz, what would be the difference between the guy who could speak and not hear, or hear and not speak?
Oh, because the guy who's going to speak and not hear, he's going to recite a bracha that's a b'diavetik a bracha. Because a bracha that shalo yishmil ozno is nishken bracha l'chadchila. A bracha, the bracha by all bichas, like all dinim shebedibor, mit shebedibor, if they're not spoke at the ability to be heard, so then that's not called a bracha b'shlimusa. So b'diavetik a bracha was thrown up into the air. So that doesn't matter whether we're dealing with the brichas mitzvah or brichas shevach. That's a, let's say, have under the chuppah. Guys can make a bracha and not hear it. That's also b'diavetik a bracha. So that will pose a problem even with brichas shechita. The only thing, the only time the brichas shechita parts ways from brichas atrumas is only vis-a-vis this din lechetchila of connecting the two. So the din lechetchila of connecting the two, that only makes sense when brichas mitzvah doesn't make sense when brichas shevach. That was the breakthrough.
No, I understand, but if it's in the case of Shechita, it's the guy who's making the bracha is saying it on the institution of Shechita, and
he's not hearing it. But at the end of the day, he's not hearing his bracha. So if he's not hearing his bracha, he made a b'diavetik a bracha.
But I thought we're saying that according to the Taz that it's guy A is making the bracha for the guy.
When we say that the guy who can't hear can't shech lechachila, that means he can't shech al smach his own. Wouldn't be able to write. But there's one loose end in the Taz that the Taz must address. What prompted the Taz to believe that Shechita is not really a mitzvah anyway, but Trumas is? The Taz is very, very simple, Raya. Look, the Taz. Nobody told you to eat meat. You weren't mechuyav to eat meat in the first place. Be a vegetarian because of the date. Wait a second, let's turn the tables of the Taz. Nobody told you to eat fruit either. Nobody told you to eat produce from Eretz Yisrael. Who's forcing you to eat fruit and vegetables? I won't eat fruit and vegetables. I'll eat fish today. I'll buy fruit from Chutz Lawrence. So what's the difference? What prompted this distinction, this chilek of the Taz, is hinging on the fact that birchas and mitzvahs don't really apply to shechita to do the truth. Why? Why is that? So says the Taz, a chiddush gadol ba'oid. Says the Taz, what if a person has a bunch of grapes growing in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not planning on eating them, he wants to throw them into the garbage. He's not interested in eating grapes, he doesn't like grapes. He's a nazar, he's not going to eat any grapes. Says the Taz, a chiddush nerei ba'oyim, he has a mitzvah hafrasha of trumas and radishes anyway. Whether he plans on eating them or not, he is mechuyev min hateira to do a ma'isa fasha. Because otherwise, he's a mitzvah teira to be bafshim se ma'isas. A fashtim se ma'isas of the Taz is not just a matzah b'achiva, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'shlemusa to be mafish, doesn't matter whether you eat it or not. By me, I own a chicken. I'm mechuyev to shech the chicken. I don't want to eat chicken for dinner. I want to eat fish tonight. Nope. One of the time it's you have to shech the chickens. I'm all the sugar on earth. Maestros, that's the din. And because that's the din, metrums and maestros up there, that's what gets this whole ball rolling. So the Taz says, it's yadum for some such a chiluk. The bashchita, there's no in the chiluk shech if you don't want to eat. Shechita is a matir, it's not a mitzvah.
What about korban pesach?
Korban pesach is a different sort. Korban pesach is a vada mitzvah. That's for sure. But we're talking regular shechita.
No.
Would be a different story.
With the halacha for being
right. Then maybe everything would change. Right. Then you're right. Then everything would change for Korban Pesach. 100%. So comes the Taz and says, his entire Shabbat is hinging on this piece of information that he's convinced is correct. That Pashchita Kuliyam lo pli lo oil adas, they should be equipped to go running around shucking chickens if you don't want to eat. But Jews and Mises, he thinks it's 100% posh at that one. So Zokhtu Bikiveger. In his ha'oris is chedushim on Shulchan Aruch on the Taz and Siman Aleph and Yerideya. Kivei gazok that lo shemanu dov zemei aylam. Lo matzasi the Rishis says I don't know where does it say such a din that if a guy wants to throw out his grapes he's mechuyvin mechuzut v'mafreshim zemasus. V'ishteita zoi. The entire Taz is hinging on that. I'll read the line from Yerideya. The entire Taz, Hakol Niko Kol, is hinging on this piece of information being correct. Here we Taz is entitled to say it, but Rabbi Kivager says, find Rabbi Kivager. Sharei mitzvah frasha. Zofti b'kiveger. Lo batzasi zeh. I never heard of such a thing. The b'pshuto who rakash shirotz elachlo. Also rachi hefish truma. He says, whoever is something, if I don't want to eat it, you want to throw it from the garbage, so throw it from the garbage. Don't be bapshim as a master. There's no such mitzvah. If Rabbi Kiveg is right, then the whole chilik of the Taz goes by the wayside. The Beis Yosef didn't buy into this Taz. The Shach didn't buy into this Taz. They equated the two, each one in their own way. But the Taz is godless. His shtikl teira is hinging on every piece of information. Rabbi Kiveg wasn't so sure. The Chopon Rabbi say, this is the Shirayim of last week's year. This was this week's year. This was all to put into proper perspective that Shibali Alek. This is all to understand the godless of Shibali Alek from last week, the Machlekes with Rashi and Tosfos, is your limitation of Shemei Koina, that the Shemei has to have the ability to be Oina. Shibali Alek says, yeah, because Oshir wasn't sure, two different kinds of Eni Yodea. Then this set the stage for the Mishnah Trumas, where they didn't Shukhara, with the Ram and the Rosh, the Gabi Shchita. As true as the same Mishchita, with the Beis Yosef Mahalach, with the Shach Mahalach, with the Taz Mahalach, a lot of stuff all rolling around. And again, we go back to square one. We have a three Rav Machlokes in the Rishonim as to what, if any, is there a limitation on Shemei Koina? Do you have to have the ability to be Oina yourself or not? So according to many Rishonim, there is no such thing. Rashi tells you never heard such a thing. Most Rishonim have never heard such a thing. Within the Rishonim who heard this limitation, then you have in the absolute extreme end, the Shmuel Alecha, that says even halachic inability poses a challenge. And then you have the middle ground, the yesh, the stopping, the suffering, the gosash, the zeruah, and maybe a physical inability is a problem, would be an impediment to being yet shmuel Alecha, whereas halachic inability we don't necessarily have a mokhav for. That's the shirayim of the Zash. So hopefully, next week, we'll start a new sukkah. Okay.